Nesechtes Ksub is Daf Chav Tes at the top of Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph at the new Perek and the new Mishnah. Just a quick hakdama. There are two similar pashas in the Torah, one regarding an anusa, a woman who was raped, and one pasha that discusses the din of Mefuta, a woman who was seduced. And our Mishnah will specifically discuss the case of anusa, and there are two psukim that discuss the case of anusa in pashas Kisesei, Perek Chav Peis, Pasuk Chav Ches, and Pasuk Chav Tes. Ki Yimtza Ishnayir Besula Shaleira, so Svasa, Vishachav Ima Vinimso, and then the pasuk says, "V'nasan ha'isha shekhiv imo la'viya naira chamishim kasef v'loy siil isha tachas asheina lo yuchal shalchol kol yomav." And we will give a literal taich of the pasuk because in the Gemara we will see many different drushes. And the pasuk taich is that a man that is ma'anis a woman who is a naira and a besula who is not mekudeshes has to pay a knas of 50 shekel to her father, and he must marry her if she and her father both agree, and he can never divorce her. And we will just read the two psukim that it says b'negei mefuta in pasuk mishpatim, as the pasuk says. And although there is also a 50 shekel knas that comes along with the pasha of mefuta, however, that's not always the case. And the Gemara will discuss many differences between the case of anusa and the case of mefuta. But keep in mind that even though over here we're going to be talking about the knas of 50 shekel, by anusa he would also be chayv to pay her for nezek tsar and boishes, and by mefuta he would be chayv to pay her nezek and boishes, as the Gemara will discuss on Daf Lamed Tes. And our Mishnah begins, Ilu Nayir Sheish Lam Knas. This is the list of the Nayirs that would have a din of Knas if someone is Ma'anis them. Now this Knas is generally not paid to her, but it's generally paid to her father. And Rashi says, Ilu Nayir Dafka Nayir Mishaviyah Shtei Sayiris Ad Shetibagar, that the only time that the din of Knas applies by Anusa is only for a girl that's a Nayir, which means a girl that's around 12 years old, and she also grows two Sayiris Ad Shetibagar until the point that she becomes a Begaris. And and this is 6 months, that is the period of time between when a girl becomes a Naira and when she is considered a Begaris. Avaktano Begaris, but if a woman is a Ktano or a Begaris, Ein Lem Knas, the din of Knas does not apply to them. And as we'll see in the Gemara, that the din of Knas is only applicable to a Naira and not to a Begaris and not to a Ktano, is only going Lefi Shitas Rameya. However, the Chacham hold that the din of Knas is not only applicable to a Naira, it's also applicable to a Ktano. And the Mishnah continues, Habalam Amzeris, Valen Sina Valak. And as the Gemara will explain, that of course the Mishnah understood that if a man is ma'anis a regular kosher bas Yisrael, then certainly he's going to be chayiv 50 shekel, and he's going to be chayiv the knas because he was ma'anis her. However, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if he's ma'anis a mamzeris, a nesina, or a kutis, which are all categories of people that are psulim lavi bekol, that he still would be chayiv the knas because he was ma'anis them. And what is the psul that we're referring to in the case of mamzeris, nesina, and kutis? So of course we understand by a mamzeris there's an istur to go and marry a mamzeris, as the pasuk says, "Lo yovei mamzer b'kal Hashem." And Rashi explains what's the psul of Nesina. Zok Rashi min ha-gavainim. They came from the group called the Gavainim, and they were actually people that Klal Yisrael, when they came into Eretz Yisrael, should have killed because they were part of the Knanim, and they came to Yeshua, and they may believe they were from a different nation, and therefore he was megayer them. And because he was already megayer them, and would have been a chal Hashem if he would have recanted. Therefore, it says in the pasuk in Yeshua, "Vayitnim Yeshua chayfe etzim v'shoyve mayim." And this group of people were called Nesinim based on the pasuk of Yeshua. And Yeshua actually made it clear that they can't marry into Klal Yisrael, but he made it for a time certain, and then at a later point, David HaMelech came and was gozer on them that they could never marry into Klal Yisrael. And Ayin in the top Taisis, where he brings down Shitas Rashi, that David was gozer on them, Shalei Lovi Bukal, and Taisis asks on Rashi that our Mishnah said, Bala Mamzeres Val Nesina, and the Gemara and Daf Chav Tesman Beis will be mashma that both a Mamzeres and Nesina are also based on a lav. And then Taisis says, on the third to the top of the wide lines, V'nir Rabbein Atam, the Nesina Asura Duraisa Mishum Lois Eschatin, that actually Nesina was Asura Miduraisa because the pasuk says Lois Eschatin. And the third case of the Mishnah was Va'alakutis, that Akutis is also someone that you're generally also to, and the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that you still would be Chayv Knas. And Rashi says Kasava Geirah Rayas, saying, as we know, there's a Machlekes in Shas if the Kutim were Geirah Rayas or they were Geirah Emes. And the Shaila is, when they came to be Megaya, did they do Geirahs because they were scared of these lions that were attacking them, or did they come to do Geirus because they really wanted to be Geirim? And Rashi explains that the Tanav Mishnah holds that they were Geirah Arayas, and therefore they weren't really Geirim at all, and really they were Goyim, and Vyeshnam Balav Leisus Chatan, and there was an Issa to get married to them. And the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that even so, if someone was Ma'anis, a Kutis, he would still be Chayiv to pay the Knas of 50 Shekel. And Ayin in Taisis Diba Maslav Al Kutis, where he brings down from the Rivam that he doesn't like Rashi's Pshat in Kain, Avedis Chavim, the real Goyim, but Avedis Chavim in Lo Knas, and there shouldn't be any Knas if if you're me'anis and oivik kuchavim. And Taisus therefore says that actually our mission holds that kutim agiri emes, and that's why there is a chiyuv knas. And then Taisus asks exactly the opposite question, that if so, that they were giri emes and they're regular part of Klai Yisrael, so then my kamashvon pshita the yeshul knas the Yisraelis kamuri, then it's pasha that they would have a chiyuv knas because they're regular bas Yisrael. And the mission now continues with another three cases and another category of people that there is actually a chiddush, that there is a chiyuv of knas. And the Mishnah says, Habal giris val shvuya val shivcha shen niftu v'shen skar v'shen shtachru p'chusat b'lei shol shon v'yem echad, that if someone is ma'anis, a woman who became a giris when she was less than 3 years old, or if someone was ma'anis, a woman who at one point was in captivity and then she was released prior to her being 3 years and 1 day old, or if a man was ma'anis, a woman who at one point was a shivcha and she was freed and emancipated prior to her being 3 years and 1 day old. And the Mishnah teaches us that although in all these cases, if they would be niftu, niskaru, or nishtachru, when they were older than 3 years and 1 day old, then of course we would say that you're not chayv knas because of chazaka, that she's not a besula, because it's a chazaka on a woman that's a guy, or she's a shivcha, or a woman that was in captivity, that someone would have beer with them. However, since they actually were niftu, niskaru, or nishtachru, when they were less than 3 years and 1 day old, so as we know, even if someone had beer with them, then we have a cloud that besula chayzim, as long as they had a beer prior to them being 3 years and 1 day old, then besulim would actually come back. And therefore, if someone's ma'anis her after this point, then of course they'd be chayiv for the knas. And the Mishnah now continues with a third category of women that even though you may think that there would not be a chayiv of knas, that the Mishnah still holds that there is a chayiv of knas. And the Mishnah now brings seven other cases where there would still be a chayiv of knas. And we will first read all seven cases and then we'll explain them in greater detail. If someone is ma'anis their own sister or the sister of the father or the sister of the mother, which both are their aunt, or the sister of his own wife, which is his sister-in-law, Val Eishes Achiv, or his brother's wife, Val Eishes Achi Aviv, or he's Ma'anis, his father's brother's wife, meaning his uncle's wife, which is of course his aunt through marriage, Val Nido, or if someone's Ma'anis in Nido, Yeshlam Knas, in all these cases, there is a Chi of Knas. And the Mishnah is bothered that L'chira, how can you say there will be a Chi of Knas, if in all these cases, if he is Ma'anis, this woman, he actually would be Chayiv Karis, and we know that the standard din of Kamalei B'Rabbanei, and L'chira, you should only be Chayiv Karis, and you shouldn't be Chayiv to pay any knas. And the Mishnah teaches us that the only time we have a klal of kam leib d'rabnei according to this man d'amah is only when there is mises bezdin involved. However, when there's only karis, which is only mises b'dei shemayim, then the din is that a person can still be chayiv to pay a knas, although he's chayiv mises b'dei shemayim. And in five of these seven cases of the Mishnah, it seems to be pashut as to the din that yeshlem knas. However, Rashi is bothered by two problems in the case of Eishes Achiv and Eishes Achi Aviv, as in both of those cases, l'chayra, when you ma'anis this woman, you would be ma'anis in Eishes Ish, since she's the wife of your brother, or the wife of your father's brother, and in those cases, you'd be chayiv misa bidei adam, and then there, we should say, kam leib rabnei, and you should not be chayiv knas. And in addition, since in this case, she was already married, so l'chayra, she's not a besula any longer, and she's a ba'ula, and as we know, knas is only relevant if someone is ma'anis a besula. And Rashi, therefore, explains both of these cases as follows, val Eishes Achiv, sheniskat shelo la'achiv, that she only had kedushin with his brother, and therefore, they never had a bia, and she's still a basula, the girsha, and then he divorced her, she'im ba misa ala karis, because at this point, she's not an eishes ish, and therefore, there is no chi of misa bidei adam, and there is only a chi of karis, because you were ma'anis, your brother's ex-wife. And Rashi says the same thing, b'degeya eishes achi aviv, and when the Mishnah stated that you ma'anis, the wife of your father's brother, that was also a case, sheniskachaloi, that this woman only had kedushin with your father's brother, the girsha, and then he divorced her, and therefore, number one, at this point, she's still a basula, and number two, at this point, she's not an Eishes Ish, and therefore, there is no Chiyuv Bidei Adam, but there is a Chiyuv Karis because you're Ma'anis, the wife of your father's brother. And Taisus Dima Maschal Val Eishes Achiv actually brings from the Rach, who brings from the Yerushalmi, and based on questions that the Yerushalmi had, which are different than the question that Rashi had, and the Yerushalmi actually explains the case of Al Eishes Achiv that we had in our Mishnah, that's not necessarily talking about a case where he actually divorced his wife, but it could be talking about a case where Reuven was Mekudeshes to Rachel, and then Reuven died, but prior to him dying, he already had children from another wife, but Rachel herself was still a besula. And now when Shimon is ma'anis Rachel, number one, she's a besula, and number two, she's Eishes Ach Shaloi b'makom mitzvah, and therefore, of course, there is a chi of karis. And similarly, we could say, by the case of Eishes Achi Aviv, it also doesn't have to be exactly like Rashi said, where it's talking about a case where it was dafka, where they were only mekudeshes, and then he divorced her. It could be talking about a case where they were only mekudeshes, and then his uncle died, and therefore, his aunt is still a besula, and at this point, when a nephew is ma'anis her, she's not an Eishes Ish, and there is no chiyu misa b'dei adam. However, there's still chiyu misa b'dei shemayim because he would still be chayiv kares for being ma'anis, the wife of his father's brother. And we begin the Gemara, and the Gemara asks, hani nairis psulais islu knas ksheris loy. That's mashma from the Mishnah, elu nairis sheishlan knas, that only these nairis have a knas, and we only speak about people that are either psulim or have problems, or they're chiyuv kares, and we don't talk about the case of ksheris. And it's mashma if there's a naira that's actually a kosher bas yisrael, that there would not be a chiyuv of knas, and of course that can't be. And the Gemara answers, of course, if someone is ma'anis, a regular bas yisrael, that's a besula, and that's a naira, that of course he would be chayiv knas, and that's not a chiddush. However, the chiddush of the Mishnah is hachi kama, that the Mishnah meant to say as follows: elu nairis psula sheish lan knas, that these are the nairis that have some sort of psul, and still we have a chiyuv of knas. And one of these cases where there is a chiddush, habala mamzeres falin sinu valakutis, and then the Mishnah brought the case of giyuris shvuya and shivcha, and then the Mishnah also brought the chiddush by seven different dinim where there is a chiyuv karis and still there is a chiyuv of knas. And the Gemara continues and brings a yudiyuk as we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah naira in ketanaloi, that the Mishnah said elu naira sheish lan knas, and it's mashma that the only ones that you have a chiyuv knas for is if someone is ma'anis in naira. However, if someone is ma'anis in ketana, there would not be a chiyuv of knas. And Taisus and Dima Maskel naira in ketanaloi, Taisus asked hema minoli, how do you know this diyuk is correct? Dilmaloi aslamute ela begeris. Maybe when the Mishnah said elu naira, it's only coming to be ma'ayin a begeris, but really what it means is elu naira, that a ketana or naira has a knas, however a begeris does not. And Taisus brings a teretz from the ritzba, the teretz ritzba da sefta masis and samach the tan kamok sheish mecha in knas. That in reality, the only way Agamara knew that naira in ketana loy is not based on the diyuk from a Mishnah, but it's based on the Mishnah that we will have on daf memo base that states kamokum sheish mecha in knas, that the Mishnah over there actually gives us a general rule and gives us a klal and tells us that any time that a father has a right to sell his daughter, which means up until she becomes a naira, so during those years that she's a ketana, if someone is ma'anis her, then there would not be a din of a knas at all. And therefore it's clear for the Mishnah on daf memo base that if someone is ma'anis a ketana, that there is no chiv of knas. And that's why our Gemara now is that it seems clear from the Gemara on daf memo base that naira in ketana loy, that the only time there's a chiv of knas is if someone is ma'anis a naira and not by ektana. And our Gemara now asks, Ma'an Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? So I'm Rabbi Huda, I'm Rav. Rabbi Huda says the name of Rav. Ramei is going like Shitas Rameya. The Tana was going to the Brisa. Ktana Basyem Echa, Bash Tavishay Sirius. Ktana from when she's one day old until she brings Shtay Sirius when she's around 12 years old and she becomes a Naira. Yeshla Mecha, her father could sell her as an Omer of Ria, the Ein Laknas. However, there is no Chiv of Knas at that point because she's only Ktana and not a Naira, as our Mishnah and the Mishnah on Daf Memabay stated. However, Mishitavish Shtay Sirius, Vashi Tabaga, Yeshla Knas, during the 6 month period from when she brings Shtay Sirius until she becomes a Begeris, then there is a Chiv of Knas, the Ein Lamecha. However, at that point, her father can't sell her. Divrei Rameya, these are the words of Rameya, and Rashi explains that the reason why a person's father can't sell them once they become a Naira is based on the Gemara in Erechin that says, Yochel Yimkar Adam Esbitak Shi Naira, you may think that a person could sell his daughter as an Amavriya when she's a Naira. Amr Kavachayma, we bring a Kavachayma, Chur Kfar Yaitse Bisimanim. If a father already sold his daughter while she's a Ketana, and then she brings Simanim and she becomes a Naira, she goes out free. So Achshav She'ena Mechura, now if there's a woman that's not sold, then of course you can't sell her once she becomes a Naira. And the Gemara brings a klal according to Rameya, because Rameya would say, anytime that a father could still sell his daughter as an Amavriya while she's a Ketana, so in Knas there is no din of Knas at that point. However, at any point when there is a Knas, which means during the time that she's a Naira, 4 to 6 months between when she has Shtei Sirius and she becomes a Begeris, then in Mecha at that point her father can't sell her any longer. And the Braisa will now continue and bring the Shitas Chachamim. And of course, as we said, our Mishnah does not go like Shitas Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Ktana mibas shol shon v'yemechad, when there's a Ktana from the point that she's 3 years old and one day, ba'ad shitibaga, until she becomes a Begeris, yesh leknas, there is a chiyuv of knas. And of course, the reason why, if someone is ma'anis a woman that's less than 3 years old, that he would not be chayiv knas, is because biyasa en biya, any biya that you have with a girl that's less than 3 years old is not considered a biya, and the only time that a woman is considered royal biya is only from the point that she's 3 years and one day old. And of course, as we explained, the Mishnah is not going like the Chum, because according to the Chumim, not only is the chiyuv of a knas for a naira, the chiyuv of knas would be even for a ketana. The Gemara now is on the sheet of the Chumim, that's mashmav the Chumim, that ketana mi bas shol shon v'yemecha v'at shi tibogo yesh le knas, and we make a diyuk knas in mechaloi. It's mashmav that there's only a chiyuv to pay her knas if you're ma'anisa. However, a father can't sell her even though she's still a ketana. And we continue on Daf Chav Tesa and Beis, and the Gemara answers, Ema af knas b'makom mecha ein chenami. When the Brisa said lefid chamim, and even if someone is ma'anisek tana, that there is a chiv of knas, he didn't mean to say that there is no way that the father could sell her. All the chum really meant to say is that even though that this woman is a ktana, that there is a chi of knas, even if he was ma'anis her during the period of time that she's a ktana, when her father could still sell her as an amma avriya. And Rashi points out that the Brisa discussed the case where she was 3 years old, umishum knas naka bashalosh. It's only because of the chi of knas that we discuss a case where she was 3 years old already. However, of course, her father could sell her from when she's 1 day old until she becomes a naira. And in addition, keep in mind that a father can't sell her once she is a naira. And the Chachamim basically split it up as follows, that from the point that a woman is born until she becomes a naira, her father is allowed to sell her as an amma avriya, and a man would be chayiv knas if he's ma'anis a woman from the point that she is 3 years and 1 day old until she becomes a begeris. And the Gemara continues, and he asks a kasha on the entire site and the foundation of the Mishnah that stated that a person that is ma'anis a woman, even though she is also to him, he would still be chayiv to pay a knas. And for the Gemara, v'hani b'nei knas in the new, how can you say that he would be chayiv to pay them a knas? V'amai, ikri kan v'loisi l'isha, isha ruloi. The chayiv, since one of the requirements that is stated b'negeya, the chayiv, when someone is ma'anis a woman, is not only to pay her 50 shekel, but it's also that you have to marry her. So the chayiv, since the din of marrying her is not applicable, where you're asatar based on a chayiv lav or a chayiv kars, and therefore the chayiv, the whole chayiv of knas, should also not be applicable, as it's clear that the entire pasha of Anusa is only discussing a case where it's possible for you to marry this woman after you ma'anis her. But in any case, that the din that you have to marry her is not applicable because you can't marry a woman that's pasul to you either based on a lav or based on karis. So then l'chira, the other din of the pasha of Anusa should also not be applicable, and there should not be a chiv to pay a knas to someone that would be asa to you. And the Gemara answers, Amrish Lakish, Rish Lakish states that the reason why you'd be chayiv to pay a knas, even though there is an isa lav or an isa karis, is learned from a limud from psukim, as Rish Lakish continues to explain that the psukim in Kisetze that discuss the case of Anusa say the words naira naira ha naira, and Rashi explains because the pasuk in Devarim Perakot Beis pasuk Chavches says ki yimasi ish naira besula, and then the pasuk afterwards in pasuk Chavches says v'nasana ish ha-sheichev ima la'viha naira, and over here the pasuk could have just said v'nasana ish ha-sheichev ima la'viha, and it didn't have to say a naira at all, and therefore from that word ha naira we can actually learn two limudim, because the word naira is extra and the hey of ha naira is also extra. And Rish Lakish says, Chad l'gufei, the first Naira is coming to tell us that by regular kasha bas Yisrael, the din is that if someone is ma'anis her while she's a psula and a Naira, he is chayv to pay a knas to her father, v'chad l'sui chayv elavin. And then we have a ribui from the pasuk of Naira to teach us that even if the person that you ma'anis is someone that you have a chiv lav to, you still would be chayv to pay a knas, v'chad l'sui chayv ekrisis. And finally, from the extra hey that says in the pasuk, ha Naira, and it's coming to teach us and include a case where someone is ma'anis a woman who is one of the chayiv increases to him, and even though he is chayiv karis, he's still going to be chayiv to pay a knas because we don't say kam le b'drabine. And the Gemara continues, Rapapa ama besula besulais ha besulais, that the pasuk in the game of fata says v'chi fata ish besula, and then it says imoy imoy navi lesitalai kesef yishkol kimoya besulais. And Rashi says since in this last pasuk it could have said kimoya and didn't have to say the word ha besulais at all, therefore we have an extra limit of the word besulais as well as the extra hay of ha besulais. And Rapapa therefore says chad l'gufei v'chad l'asui chayv elavin v'chad l'asui chayv ekrisis, that the first time it says the word besula, it's teaching us that the knas for being mefata a woman is applicable for a woman that's kasha who is a besula and is a naira. And from the extra word of besulais we learn out that even if someone's mefata someone that have an isa lav to, they would still be chayv for the knas of being mefata. And from the extra hay that says ha besulais we learn out that the din is that if someone's mefata a woman that he actually is chayv karis to, he would still be chayv for the knas, as we don't say kam le b'ramne when you have a chayv karis, and a person could be chayv karis and still be chayv to pay a knas. And even though the fira papa these psukim are actually stated in the game of futa, however we have a gzeir shava between oinis and mefata, and therefore we say that since this din applies to mefata, it also applies to the case of anusa as well. And Ayin Taisa's question at the end of Diba Masro v'chad le suy chayv lavim, that he asked him taima v'lishtaik miloy seal isha v'loy tzach l'hani ribuye, the only reason why we need this ribuyim, either like Rish Lakish, naira, 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 or a papa, besula, besula, sa, besulais, is only because we had a question since the pasuk said, v'loi si l'isha. So, frek taisis, that l'chayr, the Torah should have just not written the words of v'loi si l'isha. And that is the answer, v'yesh loima, the itzuch l'midrash, Kiddush v'loisi l'isha midaita, that the Gemara Daf Lamed Tes will learn out from this pasuk v'loisi l'isha that the only time that she has to get married to him is only when she wants to get married to him. But if she doesn't want to get married to the person that was ma'anasa, she has the choice and she doesn't have to get married. And the Gemara now asks, Rav Papa, my time aloy m'kriish lakish. Why is it Rav Papa didn't say like Rish Lakish, and why do he have to go to the pesukim of Mefata to use besula besulis habesulis if he could have and even should have learned from the pesukim that says b'negeya anusa herself, as it says naira naira hanaira in the pash of anusa. The Gemara answers how mibayle l'chadabaya that Rav Papa couldn't learn from the word hanaira because he needed that word to teach us the din of abaya dot mabaya ba'aleh omesa. If someone is ma'anis a woman and then she dies pata, he doesn't have to pay the knas to her father. Shenema, as the pasuk says v'nas l'avia naira, and we learn out l'avi naira to the father of a naira v'loy l'avi mesa, but not to the father of a person who already died. And Rashi teaches us shim lahispik ha'av l'amida bedin, that if the father didn't take this person to the din Torah ad shemesa until his daughter already died, then the din is that pata, that he's pata from paying her knas. And the Gemara now asks v'ish lakish my time l'loy m'kar papa, why is the Rish Lakish didn't say like our papa, and why didn't he learn from besula besulais habesulais? And the Gemara answers homu b'ayle l'gzeir shava, because Rish Lakish actually needed the words of habesulais for gzeir shava. The Tanya, because we learned in the brisa kesef yishkol k'maya habesulais, that says b'negei mefuta that he has to pay her the value of her besulim. And we learn out shehezeh k'maya habesulais umaya habesulais kizeh, that the din is by mefuta, that the value that you have to pay for being mefata this woman is the same as the value that you pay for an anusa. And b'negei anusa, it tells us in the Torah clearly they have to pay chamishim kesef, and therefore we know by mefuta you also have to pay 50 kesef. And since b'negei in anusa it doesn't tell us that it's actually 50 shekel, it just says you have to pay 50 kesef. So moya b'sulis kizeh, we also learn out that the value of the b'sulis that you're paying by anusa has to be based on shekel, just like by the din of a mefuta, because by mefuta it says clearly they're paying shekel. As the Torah uses the lashon kesef yishkol k'maya b'sulis, it uses a lashon that whatever you're going to pay by mefuta, you have to pay based on shekelim. And of course, as the Gemara says, this is based on gzeir shava, because by anusa it says ki yimotze ish nair besula, so it calls her besula. And b'negei the case of mefuta, it says man yiman avi l'sitlei kesef yishkol k'maya b'sulais, and since it says besula by both, so therefore we have gzeir shava to ultimately teach us that the din is by an anusa as well as mefuta, that the chi of knas by both of them is 50 shekel kesef. And the Gemara now asks, Rish Lakish namim b'yle l'chabaya l'chayr. Rish Lakish also needs a word of naira to teach us that if she dies, then there is no knas. And Rav Papa namim b'yle l'gzeir shava, and l'chayr according to Rav Papa, you also need the word habesulais to learn gzeir shava in order to teach us that both by anusa as well as mefuta, there's a chiv of 50 shekel. And the Gemara therefore says el shisa kray ksivi, that really it actually has six different psukim. And really, of course, the Gemara doesn't mean that we have six different psukim, but it means we have six different limudim from the extra word that says by anusa as well as mefuta. As l'fi Rish Lakish, we have the words naira and we have the word hanaira that we learned both naira as well as hanaira. And according to Rav Papa, we have the word besula as well as the word habesulais that we learned two limudim, one from besulais and one from habesulais. The Gemara basically puts together the din of Rish Lakish and Rav Papa into one din. And the Gemara says that it says naira, naira, hanaira. It also says besula, besulais, habesulais. Trei l'gufayu, one word naira and one word besula are used to teach the regular standard din of ananusa and a mefuta, that if someone's ma'anis, a regular kosher woman who's a naira besula, that he's chayiv a knas of 50 shekel kesef. And we also learn that if someone's mefata, a regular bas yisrael, that's a naira and a besula, then you also going to be chayiv a knas of 50 shekel kesef. And then chav l'chadabaya, one limud that we learn from hanaira is like Abaya taught us that the only time you have a chiyuv to pay the knas is v'nasan lavi anaira, lavi naira v'le lavi mesa. And if the father didn't take this man to Bezdin prior to his daughter dying, then the din is that this man that was ma'anis his daughter would not be chayiv to pay the knas. Chav l'gzeir shava, and you also need one of the words that says habesula is to teach us that there is gzeir shava. And as Rashi says, v'tei muftu mitzad echad, and therefore at least we have the word habesula is to teach us that it's extra from one side, ulemedim meno, and when it's muftu mitzad echad, you can learn from that gzeir shava. And that's how we will know that it doesn't make a difference if someone's ma'anis a woman or if he's mefata a woman, that the knas is always the same and you pay 50 shekel kesef. And therefore the Gemara says, he isolate train. Now according to everyone, there's two extra words, one of hanaira and one of habsulas, chad lasui chay v'lavin v'chad lasui chay v'krisis. And one comes to include that even if someone is ma'anis, someone that's a chay v'lavin to him, that he still would have a chi of knas. And one is coming to be ma'abo, that even if he's ma'anis, someone that's a chay v'krisis to him, that we wouldn't say come lebi ramne, and therefore he'd still be chayv to pay her a knas. And the Gemara continues, ulafukim aitana, that our mission that stated that a person that's ma'anis ma'anis a woman is chayvi knas, even though he's ma'anis, a person that's a chayvi lavin or a chayvi creases to him, is not like the following tanoim. And as we'll see in a moment, it's not going to be like Shimon HaTimni or Rab Shimon ben Manasseh. And even though the lashon of the Gemara is lafukim tana, it's mashma that's coming to go against one tana, it really means two tanoim. And Taisus says, Pirish, tana de brisa, that it's actually going against one tana, which is the tana of this brisa that brings down both of the shitas, one of Shimon HaTimni as well as Rab Shimon ben Manasseh. And the Gemara now brings a brisa, the tanya, as we learned a brisa, Veloisi Elisha, the pasuk by Anusa says that someone is ma'anis a woman has to marry her. And Shimon HaTimni teaches us, Isha Sheish Bavaya, this teaches us that the only time that the Pasha Banusa is actually applicable is only if you actually could go and marry this woman. However, if Kedusha is in Taisimba, for example, like a Chiyav Karis, then the din of Anusa doesn't apply. And therefore, of course, that's not like a Mishnah, because in our Mishnah we said that even by any Chiyav Karis, we don't say, Kam Leib Rabbinay, and the Pasha Banusa does apply, and you are chayav to pay a knas to her or to her father. And Reb Shimon ben Manasseh states, Isha Ruya L'Kaima, we learn from Pasuk that has to be that this woman is someone that you could actually stay married to, and there is no issa to be married to. And as we'll see in a moment, Reb Shimon Manasseh is actually adding on to the din of Shimon HaTimni, and he's saying not only if it's a case where Kedushin is in Taisimba, would the Pasha Vanusa not be applicable, but even in a case where Kedushin is Taisimba, but there is an issa to stay married to, there would still not be a din of Knas, and the Pasha of Vanusa would not be applicable. And the Gemara explains, my but now, what's the afkamidu between Shimon HaTimni and Shimon Manasseh? Rabzira says, Mamzeris in the Sina, Ikabinau, the Nafkamina would be if the Chiyav of Knas would be applicable to a person that's Ma'anis in Mamzeris or Nasina. And the Gemara explains, Lamanda Oma Yeshba Vaya, Hanabi Yeshba Vaya, according to Shimon HaTimni, that says that the Pasha Vanusa applies as long as Kedushin is Taisin. So in these cases of Mamzeris in the Sina, since it's only Chaybe Lavin and Kedushin Taisin B'Chaybe Lavin, therefore the Pasha Vanusa and the Pasha of Knas is applicable even to the case of Mamzeris in the Sina. However, according to Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, that learns that the only time that the Pasha Vanusa is applicable is only if you ma'anis a woman that you actually could stay married to and there is no Chiyav Lav, so then the din of Vanusa and the din of Knas is not applicable even to an Isha that's not Ruya L'Kaima. And therefore, if you, Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, since in Mamzeris and Asina there's an Issa Lav and you can't stay married to them, so therefore the Pasha of Vanusa and the Pasha of Knas is not applicable to a Mamzeris and Asina. And it comes out that our Mishnah is not going, not like Shimon HaTimni and not like Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, because according to Shimon HaTimni, he would not be Mechayiv Yuknas in the last category of our Mishnah, where you were actually Ma'anis someone that you have a Chiyav Karis to. And according to Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, he would not be Mechayiv a person in a Knas, not only in a case where they were Ma'anis someone that there's a Chiyav Karis to and Kedushas ain't Taifsin Ben, but even in the case of Mamzeris and Asina and Kutis, where there's a Chiyav Lavin and Kedushas Taifsin Ben, he would also argue on a Mishnah and say that the din of Knas is not applicable since it's not Ruya L'Kaima. And therefore, clearly we see that our Mishnah is not going like Shimon HaTimni or like Reb Shimon ben Manasseh, and we will stop over here.